The Sun and Nibiru. People who regularly read my articles know I have talked about strange objects orbiting the Sun, going through the Sun and doing strange things to the Sun which could be construed to be fueling. There have been many instances of this picked up by NASA's telescope. The European Union is celebrating what they call a decade of probing the Sun. For 10 years the instruments on the satellite which was put into Earth orbit have continued to click away. You may wonder why I am bringing this up now? The answer is the European satellite may have been doing its job, but why is it nothing has ever been said about what we have seen through NASA's telescope? I haven't heard any mention of strange objects being detected around the Sun with the European satellite, but I am willing to stand corrected if somebody else has. You have to admit this seems very strange. The Europeans claim the satellite maintains a constant view of the Sun, keeping its batteries charged and its target in sight. Those were the exact words from an article talking about the satellite which is named Probe 2. I thought maybe none of the instruments were cameras and that was why these objects were never sighted, but I was wrong. There are two main instruments for observing the Sun. One is called SWOP and the other is called LIRA. The first one takes pictures of the Sun's corona, so surely objects would have had to have shown up in some of its pictures. As a matter of fact, some of the pictures that were taken by that camera are incredible. So now I have to ask the question, are all the pictures being released or some being hidden because they contain objects Europeans don't want us to see? The other instrument operates in the ultraviolet and takes measurements. It is said it is particularly useful for detecting flares which move very fast, but I have no way of knowing if you could even detect the other objects that have been seen. It seems the Atlantis of the solar system is Nibiru, which is also known as Planet X. Every once in a while, someone claims to have seen it. There are plenty of people who think it was responsible for disasters on Earth in the past, and these people believe it is on its way back because of the type of orbit it has. There are a lot of crazy theories about the Sun and Nibiru. One of the theories about the Sun, which was prompted by observations of what look like alien ships going through the Sun and coming out the other side, is the Sun is hollow. If this were true, would it be such a leap to think there could be beings living inside the Sun? I know that sounds impossible and I don't believe it's true, but there are those who do. They also believe there is some kind of connection between Nibiru and the Sun, but it seems they can't quite figure that one out. This may be because many people who believe in Nibiru can't agree on exactly what it is. Different factions believe different things. Some think it is a planet, while others disagree and think it is some sort of an alien ship monitoring our planet in the solar system. There are also those who think it is some kind of other object. Here is a wild theory for you. Could any of the objects which have been seen around the Sun have been Nibiru and we didn't realize it? Could it be like a comet which alters its trajectory each time it cuts through our solar system, and is it possible it could have come through undetected until we saw it by the Sun? We miss objects all the time that come near the Earth, and some of them are pretty big. But so far as we know, none have been planet-sized. We don't even know if it is possible for some heavenly body to be masked in some way where we wouldn't even see it. Think of it this way, some stealthy object which would be invisible to us gets near the Sun and because of this somehow becomes visible. That may not be as far out as one thinks. When we talk about the Sun affecting something, we have to realize it has tremendous heat, light, and radiation, among other things, which could affect the way something is seen. There is always a chance that since our knowledge is so limited about what happens in space, we may come across something we have never seen before, and perhaps it could be a danger to Earth. We know there are certain types of radiation which can travel for hundreds of light years and still be a danger to us. What would happen if one of these heavenly bodies passed close enough and was putting out this radiation? I guess that one is easy to answer. It would probably wipe out all life on the Earth. Another possibility might be a body which attracts other bodies and causes them to all travel in the same direction if it passes by close enough to them. It would create a swarm of large objects which we would not be able to dodge. While we understand magnetism to a certain extent, We do not understand everything about it. A lot of our knowledge about space is confined to how things work in our solar system. While we can see some large objects like stars and determine whether they have planets around them or not in other solar systems, that is about the limit of what we know. We assume physics is the same in every solar system and galaxy in the universe, but that may not be true. If something comes from another galaxy into ours, it could be incredibly dangerous. Space is full of traps and is probably the most dangerous place we could ever be in. There may not be a planet or object which we call Nibiru, but there could be something like a small traveling black hole which could wreak havoc and maybe even destroy our solar system as it passed through. Being a black hole would make it extremely hard to see as it approached. Think of it this way: we can't detect many of the objects which are solid that head this way, and if this black hole didn't have an event horizon, we might not even know it was there. What I am saying is, if there wasn't material swirling around it, how would we ever see it? Nibiru might just be the name of something which caused the problem in the past and has left our solar system never to return.